Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Yarbrough, the president of CRI, the Carpet and Rug Institute. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kemp. It's very nice to see you today.
Yeah, we were together in Indianapolis at the CARE meeting, and we can get to some of that in a few minutes. So I thought we'd start out just with talking about what CRI is focused on in 2017.
We've got a lot of things going on. Number one, you know, the industry has a number of challenges that it's facing today. For example, I think one of the biggest challenges that our industry has today since the decline in 2005 and 6, we've gone a number of years now where our unit volume in this industry has been substantially below the unit volume that was sold during that peak period of time. I would submit that doing everything we can to increase sales and profitability by seeing that unit volume return would be a good thing for our industry, and it's certainly a challenge.
One thing I'd like to add about that is, you know, the carpet industry still a giant in the U.S., over $8 billion. It's double the next biggest category, which I believe is hardwood at around $3 billion. So still a very major surface category. And isn't it interesting to see how carpet, you know, in the 50s was something that everybody had to have. So I don't know if it's a pendulum swing or what it is, but it does seem that there's been a continued erosion lately to hard surface from soft, right?
Well, Kemp, I think, you know, our statistics bear that out, that we have seen a continued decline over the last 10 years or so from the share that soft surfaces had of the floor versus hard surface today. Obviously, it's probably an aspirational thing, something like fashion and wide ties.
Right.
You know, these things come and go. And being an older fellow, I remember in the 50s when, you know, hardwood floors were – it was the aspiration of every family to cover that hardwood floor up with a soft surface broad loom carpet. You know, some of the issues are related to fashion and aspiration and value and other things. But I submit that carpet still maintains that 2X share of any other category, because it is still one of the best values and one of the best fashion items that a consumer can have in their home or in a business.
Mm-hmm. You know, I need to add, too, I said that $8 billion number just a second ago. That's just carpet and your Carpet and Rug Institute. So that's more of a $10 billion number when you bring the rugs in.
Yes, sir, that is correct. You know, in your magazine and others, we see lots of media advertising, and where there is hard surface, more than likely there's either a broadloom bound rug or an oriental rug or something on that hard surface. So soft floor coverings are still very much a part of the decor in a home. And, you know, the technology and the improvements that have been made in carpets over the years, the soft, the stain resistance, all the features and attributes that are in carpet that still make it a very attractive choice for our consumer.
So you're covering the challenges, and I know you're doing some other things. One thing, you're kind of helping with the knowledge base with your own membership, right?
Yes, sir, we are. During my 3 years that I've now been here at CRI, of course, one of the things that we've done that's been a flagship effort on our part is our CRI 104 and 105 installation standard. The last time you and I spoke on this program, we were making that document, or two documents actually, for one for commercial and one for residential. We're making those documents available for download free of charge to anyone who's interested. We've enjoyed more than 60,000 downloads of those documents since they were posted. We've introduced in the last few months a Spanish translation of that document, and we've seen thousands of that document in Spanish now having been downloaded, and we've added a number of video content in our residential 105 version, and we will be adding very soon some video snippets in the commercial version. So we're very happy with the success and the acceptance that standard is receiving.
It'd be safe to say that it's the prevailing standard for installation, wouldn't you?
That would be my opinion, yes, sir.
All right. We probably bring up what's going on, some big news from CARE. Definitely want to cover this, is that this organization, which represents primarily the manufacturers in the business, has agreed to again fund the voluntary product stewardship. So tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, the voluntary product stewardship program was actually funded by CRI membership to support the efforts of post-consumer carpet collection and sorting industry across the United States. As we introduced it back in 2015, at that time it was intended to be a two-year program. We are operating here in the year 2017, so it's already a three-year program. And with the challenges that the collector-sorter community is having across the country, our membership felt it was prudent to extend that program. And so I'm happy to confirm that it will be funded for the year 2018, and we will see how that goes from there. And the other part is announcing it early, as we did at the CARE conference a few weeks ago. It also gives those in that community who are quite frankly struggling in this economy today with the cost comparison of virgin materials versus the cost incurred in recycling. So giving them some advance notice that this is coming and will be continued or extended at least through 2018, I think provides them with some surety to be able to try to run their businesses more effectively.
And, you know, just some specifics on that. And this is not jump change. I mean, this you're talking $4 million here. So that should be a big help to these collectors and sorters.
Well, we believe that it is. As we look at roughly 2.5 years, almost 3 years now providing support. We've seen different business models in this community of collectors, sorters, and entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Some are having a more successful outcome than others, just like any business competitive arena. But yes, the funds that are being provided through this program, it's without fail with everyone we work with, says this is being helpful mm-hmm. to their ability to operate and maintain a business.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we were talking right before this interview, and you said you've added some staff. So let's talk about Richard Turner and what he's going to be doing with you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kemp. You know, it's a great pleasure when you have a history with individuals where you know their capabilities and you know their experience. Richard Turner and I worked together at Mohawk Industries for a couple of decades or more. Richard served as Senior Manager of Sustainability and Regulatory Affairs for Mohawk. He also serves on numerous technical committees with ASTM, the American Society for Testing Materials, for the International Organization for Standardization, that's ISO, and also for NSF and ANSI. So Richard brings a wealth of experience, knowledge, and exposure to the broader industry and the broader certification and regulatory world that is already become, in the few months he's been here, a tremendous asset to the CRI and more importantly, to the members of CRI to offer his expertise across the membership. Mm-hmm. So very happy to have him with us.
I remember there was a guy here named Ken McIntosh who was a real technical guru, understood the ins and outs of how things are made. And so it sounds to me like, I mean, if you're going to be the Carpet and Rug Institute, that word institute, you've got to have some technical people. So it sounds like that's a good ad for you.
Yes, sir, no doubt about it.
All right, so you've also got some news around this Green Label Plus program and some of its acceptance, right?
That is true. For about the last 3 years, the federal EPA mm-hmm. has been working on a pilot program to define attributes that products might have that could allow them to be identified as environmentally preferred products for the purchasing activities that go with their GSA activities and other government recommendations. CRI and others, associations with other flooring and other building product industries.
All right, we're about out of time, but one last thing real quick. I know you've been trying to talk to the consumers and using social media for that, right?
Boy, we have, Kemp. And in the fourth quarter of last year, we had 3 social media campaigns. And those campaigns were extremely successful. We were able to reach with our messaging on the beauty of carpet and some of the many attributes that carpet has in a home environment. And we had more than 60 million impressions across the country with that campaign. Mm-hmm. It was so successful that we've elected to continue that program. And in the second quarter, we've just had a more focused campaign. And we've seen more than 25 million impressions with this most recent campaign. With a limited budget, a modest budget, we've been able to make a significant impact on recognition of soft surface and particularly carpet with consumers across the country.
All right, Joe, it's great to catch up with you and hear what CRI is focused on. Again, I've been talking to Joe Yarborough, the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.